This is GQDN for January the 9th, 2023. This is indeed Monday. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about a little bit of GameCube controllers going to Switch, some Power Wash. Of course, we got a little bit of PlayStation news, and we talk a little bit about Xbox. But we start today with Microsoft doing a little something with the Washington Post. Now, this is brought to us by Destructoid. And according to them, Microsoft did run an ad in the Washington Post. So what happened here is Microsoft, like I said, ran an ad that was in favor of the unions unionizing basically within Activision Blizzard. Now, it is unclear whether or not the names of the unions were actually made out and according to this post, but, well, this is what the ad did say, and is brought to you by The Verge. Quote, "As we enter a new year, we remain committed to creating the best workplaces we can for people who make a living in the tech sector. When both labor and management bring their voices to the bargaining table, employees, shareholders, and customers alike benefit. This includes more than 300 employees at Microsoft's ZeniMax Media Studios who have exercised their legal right to vote to form a union. This is in keeping with new groundbreaking labor neutrality principles that the Communications Workers of America and Microsoft established last year. During 2023, we hope to bring the same agreement and principles to Activision Blizzard, which Microsoft has proposed to acquire." So there was a little bit of naming, but further quote, "We aren't asking the FTC to ignore competition concerns. On the contrary, we believe it is important to explore solutions that protect competition and consumers while also promoting the needs of workers, economic growth, and American innovation. We believe this is the spirit that led Congress to establish the FTC in 1914. It is a spirit worth keeping alive today." And that was co-signed by the Communication Workers of America and Microsoft. So that does give us some fruit for thought. We will keep an eye on what Activision Blizzard has to say about that. But that's not all that Xbox has been doing. This comes to us from Eurogamer. And Xbox and Bethesda may be doing a showcase that could be airing Redfall, Forza Motorsport, and more than that. Now, when will this be? Well, it'll be on the 25th of January at noon Pacific time here in the USA. So, what can we actually see from it? Well, we already know that Redfall and Forza Motorsport could actually be in them. But what else could Bethesda bring? Well, that could be pretty interesting in itself. But Mojang is going to be a part of it too. And you know what they make? Minecraft. So why not do a spinoff called Minecraft Legends? And they might be doing something from the ZeniMax Studios, which we talked about today. Interesting. What else is very interesting and very positive? And this is on the Microsoft Game Developer blog. So check out your Microsoft News or your Xbox. And that is the Imagine Cup. Now, the registration is open at imaginecup.microsoft.com. And they will have the online semifinals on January the 27th. Well, they will have up to January 27th to submit their ideas for the semifinals. Now, there are some requirements that you have to make if you decide to join, which they can be found also at imaginecup.microsoft.com. And some other things there as well. There was a bit of back and forth on the post, and I'm not going to go over that there, between a couple people there going over the event itself. So, looks good. It really does look good. But I bet I know it tastes good. This is brought to us by Eurogamer.net. And if you like Oreos and you have an Xbox, well, you might be getting some skins if you find the right packages. Oreo has teamed up with Xbox to get some cosmetics for Halo, Sea of Thieves, and Forza. Oh boy. And if you got kids, well, they could eat the Oreos too. But that's up to you, parent. Anyway, That would be good. So lots of different skins, especially the white and blues, and they all look really cool. I just gotta say, they all look really cool. So who knows, maybe you get fueled up by cookies. Well, we gotta switch gears now. So this comes to us also from Eurogamer.net, and now we switch over to PlayStation. Apparently there was some footage of a new PlayStation IP, very short. The post was taken down. I did see that. It was over on Reddit, and I tried to see it there before I recorded the show, and the video was not available. So, still, this could happen, and PlayStation does like doing stuff for just doing what they do. Speaking of doing stuff, PlayStation Plus might be leaking some games out for February 2023. That is The Last of Us Part 2 for PlayStation 4. That was on PlayStation 4. Back 4 Blood and Hades. We're starting to see more for PlayStation Plus, little bit by little bit, because there was stuff that came out this month that you can download. Keep an eye out for that stuff. Now, maybe something else that's coming to PlayStation and Switch, and that is the Power Wash Simulator. This comes to us from Destructoid.com. And Power Wash, I have seen on Twitch by some of the people that I follow, is something that is a very interesting game, and really does make sense to have it up on a Switch and maybe PlayStation there as well. So we shall see what happens. We shall see everything that goes on here. And, it could look pretty good. We'll see. Speaking of Steam, GameSpot reports that Steam reached 10 million. Yeah, that makes sense. In fact, at SteamDB on Twitter said, quote, Steam has reached 10 million concurrent in-game players for the first time, as well as 32 million concurrently online users today. So that was this morning. Awesome, awesome job by everybody there. And to all of the developers that put their games on Steam. So we shall see what happens here. Lastly, we can't leave Nintendo out. I just won't have it. It's not fair. Nintendo Everything did say that the GameCube style controller, it will be released for Switch, or has been released for Switch. So you now get the GameCube controller exclusively for Nintendo Switch. Oh boy. In fact, the NYXI Wizard website does have the pricing set at $69 straight up. So if you're done shopping, you can go check us out at GroupQuest. Go to thegroupquest.com. Go click on our Discord. Come on, you know you want to join us. We talk about a lot of stuff. And if you become a Patreon, you get to see all the links I put GQDN. So there. And go check out everybody at Dawn. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. We're back, baby, for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.